It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
It's New Zealand Music Month. We're in the 95BFM Lounge. It's New Zealand Music Month, live from the 95BFM Lounge. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music, Jumping Goat, and Rudy's, Brewers of Beer.
That's right, but we're not quite in the lounge yet. We are in the studio and joined by Hedge Fund Trader, who are a powerful post-hardcore trio who have a handful of releases to their name and have made the trip up to the studio, especially for Live and Direct, the trip up from Hamilton. So welcome.
Thank you.
I might actually just push these mics slightly closer to your faces. And could I get you to maybe just go through and say your name so everyone can identify your voice while we talk?
My name's Michael. I play the guitar.
My name's Adam. I play the drums.
I'm Kelly. I'm the vocalist.
Cool. Welcome. Now, I was thinking about this. Power violence and post-hardcore are generally genres that you don't just walk into. What was the progression for all three of you to get to the point where you are now?
Adam and I started playing music together maybe a year before we got ready to play shows or put anything together. So there was somewhat of a learning curve or process to go through before we kind of got closer to the type of music that I think we were looking to play, even in our earlier releases compared to the stuff we're playing now. It's changed quite a lot. So I guess trial and error is part of it.
But even maybe before that, how did you, like, what were your beginnings? Was it always heavy music, or are we going, like, you know, I guess I'm asking for the guilty pleasures. I play bass guitar and was like, I don't actually play bass guitar that much anymore. I was like, I might do what I used to do when I was a teenager and play tabs, and then realized that all the tabs were just like classic rock or Green Day. And I was like, oh, well, that was my in. What was your in,
Michael?
I mean, I started out playing in hardcore bands in high school, and I guess for trying to play music like that and then the music we play now, it is pretty difficult to like have someone just be like, oh, like, this is how you do it. So I don't know, I think like a big part of it is just honing in on your influences and kind of researching bands to figure out what they do to make the music sound the way it does. It's a big part of it.
So I guess my angle of your question is wrong, in that you all did just go straight into hardcore.
Well, that's me.
This is actually my first band I've played in. I did start listening to hardcore when I was 13. Hamilton had a really good all-ages DIY scene.
Mm.
Hedge Fund Trader is my first band.
Straight in. How has Hamilton shaped the group?
It's a hard question.
Yeah, I think, like, the fact that there's, like, really... there's no sort of like scene in Hamilton at all, particularly like the, you know,
there's a bit of a
scene. There are a couple of punk bands, and you know, like, it's I think, you know, like, people are, if you play a show and people come, people are pretty keen to see whatever. So there's like I think the fact that, like, when we started out, you know, our music was much more sort of like weird and jarring than maybe we intended it to be, but you know, we wanted to play shows, and like it's kind of like it's the best way of kind of, you know,
sorting it out,
you know, like, and you know, we're very lucky to have a fairly forgiving audience, because there was no like there was nothing else going on.
Our first show, we played with a poet, a singer-songwriter who usually specializes in covers, and an instrumental surf rock band. So
yeah, several children walked out immediately.
Yeah, it can be pretty random, but I don't know.
Yeah, like, and when you play shows in Hamilton, you end up just kind of playing with anyone that also plays guitar music, so you could be with sort of like easy listening indie bands or, you know, alongside crust punk bands. So the show's always a good mix of everything.
Going back to the point a bit earlier, though, Hamilton has a long history of heavy music.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing you were all a part of?
In some capacity.
Yeah. I was a spectator, yes.
I remember seeing, I mean, obviously there's Hamtown Smackdown.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing lots of photos of like Void and things like that. I never got to it, but
I think there used to be like a lot of really good venues, and Void was sort of like the last in the line of succession. So when that place closed down, the kind of scene for playing that kind of music didn't really have like an anchor, so it, I don't know, got a bit more disparate.
Yeah, and even now, bands mostly have to rely on bars, which means the shows are usually R18. Although we have taken matters into our own hands and play shows in our basement.
What's your approach to performing?
Oh, I play the songs, right?
Most of the time, that's the approach. I think
I guess you're pretty full on. Was there... Yeah, I mean, is there a, what's the approach to that? How did you get to that point?
I think it might be coincidental, but I think, like, the band is more sort of designed around, a live performance, because I think my approach anyway, and sort of, like, what I like about, like, particular types of heavy music is how... sort of jarring it can be without it being something that you can like really easily dismiss as being like, oh, you know, like, I don't like noise stuff, this is just noise stuff, you know. Even within, you know, like, you know, if you play a punk show, you have like certain kind of cues and elements to it that you expect, and for me, like, I feel like our songs are sort of like structured around being slightly uncomfortable to listen to, and just try and play them like as fast and heavy as we can live, despite, you know, like not having a bassist. You know, there are a lot of there's a lot of low end in heavy music, and we don't have it, so, you know, we have to work hard playing live. But
I mean, am I right in thinking that you just gave up on having a bassist after running through a few of them?
Yeah. I think we had like 3 bassists. And, you know, just it's more trouble than it's worth. I don't know. Maybe it's us. I don't know.
This was all before I had joined. Yeah. So.
Michael and I, you know, we're hard taskmasters.
Yeah.
Also, they were all called Sam. You know, they didn't just quit the band. They moved out of town. You know, they were committed to not playing in the band.
It makes it difficult.
Yep. You've never considered sub-octave, anything to go, splitting your channel?
I have been splitting. I've been playing through like 2 amps and 2 cabs for, I think, all of this year. I've just started playing a JMP through bass cabs, and it actually sounds really fucking good. So I might keep doing that, and then just do another guitar combo. But I didn't really consider that till I saw Exit Fair play, and I was like, fuck, this sounds like huge, and they don't have a bassist, and they do it very well.
Can be done.
Yeah.
And look, if it works for 3, well, you know, why?
Yeah. 3 is the perfect number. You know, if someone asks us to play a show, it takes about 2 minutes before we say yes or no.
Yeah. And there's so much space in the back of the car for napping. Like, one person can take a nap.
Or gear.
Yeah. A box of Rudy's goes a really long way for 3 people.
Yeah, shout outs to Rudy's.
Shout outs to Jumping Goat Liquor, NZ On Air Music. I got you all. Well, yes, thank you so much for travelling up. I'm going to politely ask you to head to the lounge now.
All right, thanks.
Shows. Were we going to mention shows?
We do have some shows. Yes. They're up here. Michael, he's got
We're playing a show end of June with Exafair, Rogenomics, and someone else. And we're also putting on a show in Hamilton with Exafair and Rogenomics too, with our other band Easy Off. And we're then playing Evil Twin at Whammy at the very end of the month with Hagseed and a bunch of other cool bands.
The end of the month of June.
I was going to say, one last question. What's your favourite part of the trip between Hamilton and Auckland? Like, is you got a favourite stretch of road?
Yeah, the bathroom at Mercer.
I was going to say the same thing. Weeing at Mercer.
yep, sure.
Very good. Essentially, just start when you're ready. Thanks. Hedge fund trader, I'm about to perform live in the 95 BFM studio. A real treat. They travelled up especially for it. So they're going to start. They're not going to stop until they finish. And it's going to be the best. If you'd like to check out more of their music, you can head to their Bandcamp page, hedgefundtrader.bandcamp.com. As I say, they'll start when they're ready, which might take a few moments. So if there's a little bit of radio silence, do not fear, because it's going to be the complete opposite for the rest of the show. So, yes, here we go. We'll be right back.
Nice bit of live music there from the 95BFM Lounge. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music, Jumping Goat, and Rudy's, Brewers of Beer.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!